Certainly it is, QX with us. You're forgetting again, aren't you, that you're a gray lensman? Haynes' voice held no reproof. He was positively beaming with a super-fatherly pride.
Not exactly, Kinnison blushed, almost squirmed.
I'm just too much of a cub to be sticking my neck out so far, is all. The idea may be, probably is wilder than a Raelegian cat-eagle. The only kind of a conference that could even begin to handle it would cost a young fortune, and I don't want to spend that much money on my own responsibility. To date, your ideas have worked out well enough so that the Council is backing you 100%, the older man said dryly. Expense is no object.
Then, his voice changing markedly,
Kim, have you any idea at all of the financial resources of the patrol?
Very little, sir, if any, I'm afraid, Kinnison confessed.
Here on Tellus alone, we have an expendable reserve of over 10,000 million credits. With the restriction of government to its proper sphere and its concentration into our organization, resulting in the liberation of manpower into wealth-producing enterprise, and especially with the enormous growth of interworld commerce, world income increased to such a point that taxation could be reduced to a minimum. And the lower the taxes, the more flourishing businesses became, and the greater the income. Now, the tax rate is the lowest in history. The total income tax, for instance, in the highest bracket, is only 3.592%. At that, however, if it had not been for the recent slump due to Bosconian interference with intersystemic commerce, we would have had to reduce the tax rate again to avoid serious financial difficulty due to the fact that too much of the galactic total of circulating credit would have been concentrated in the expendable funds of the Galactic Patrol. So, don't even think of money. Whether you want to spend 1,000 credits, 1,000,000, or 1,000,000, go ahead.
Thanks, Chief. Glad you explained. I'll feel better now about spending money that doesn't belong to me. Now, if you'll give me, for about a week, the use of the librarian in charge of science files and a galactic beam, I'll quit bothering you.
I'll do that.
The port admiral touched a button, and in a few minutes a trimly attractive blonde entered the room.
Miss Hostetter, this is Lensman Kinnison, unattached. Please turn over your regular duties to an assistant, and work with him until he releases you. Whatever he says goes. The sky's the limit.
In the Library of Science, Kinnison outlined his problem briefly to his new aide, concluding, I want only about 50, as a larger group could not cooperate efficiently. Are your lists arranged so that you can skim off the top 50?
Such a group can be selected, I think. The girl stood for a moment, lower lip held lightly between white teeth.